So here we are again, another Ash Wednesday. For me, this is number 60. I don't know what it's been for all of you. More than that, huh? 45. So we've seen Ash Wednesdays and Lent come and go. The readings are the same. It's the same symbolic action of the imposition of ashes. It's the same ushering in of this incredible season of Lent, rich in spiritual gifts. So the time is kind of the same, almost a repeat, year after year. Now, 2 years ago, there was no one here. The distribution of ashes took 30 seconds. This year is different. The fact is that each Lent, each Ash Wednesday that ushers in this retreat, if you will, finds us in a different place. So the first question I would ask myself and ask all of us to contemplate is, where does this find you in your journey? Whatever number Lent this is that's about to begin, where does it find you in your heart, in your life? We know where it finds the world. We know that this Lent finds the world in the atrocities being committed on a foreign country and a people that suffer and a people whose hearts are very heavy. Where today they started to drop bombs that have been bombed, that have been banned by the international community. So this Lent finds the world united in solidarity and in prayer for the people of the Ukraine. And horrified at the fact of what we human beings are actually capable of. That after so many millennia of being around, we just don't learn. We just don't learn. So that's where Lent finds the world. Lent, as the gospel tells us today, presents us with three traditional spiritual exercises, if you will, that help us carry through this spiritual retreat of 40 days that we're about to embark on today. Acts of mercy. Acts of mercy. Prayer and fasting. And so the gospel presents us, this is the path. Now I'm going to start with my first act of mercy. I was going to talk for 30 minutes. But I'm going to finish in about 30 seconds. First act of mercy. And so we, each one will do what we will do with that and what the Lord puts in our hearts. I'd like to finish with a quote from an article that I read several years ago. And it was entitled, "There is power in those ashes." There is power in those ashes. When the time arrived to distribute the ashes, I stood and they followed me down the aisle to the distributor in our section. "Remember, you are dust, and unto dust you shall return." The words spoken, and each student received their ashes. They made their way back to the pew and Mass continued. At the conclusion of Mass, I had the opportunity to speak with each of them. "Are you Catholic?" I asked the First Lady. "No," she replied, "I'm a non-denominational Christian." Of the four students, only one was a marginal Catholic, having been baptized as an infant but raised in a family that didn't practice their faith. The two remaining were agnostic. "What brought you to Mass today?" I inquired. "The ashes," they responded in unison. What about the ashes? I asked. They explained. There is just something about the concept of Lent that is very appealing. The dying to self, the giving up of something we take for granted, things that others might not have, the idea of a period of time where we reflect on our lives and what our purpose is in life. That is very appealing. And so I would invite you for a minute or so to close your eyes and think about the grace that each one of us seeks as we embark on this Lenten journey, and ask the Lord for that special grace that this particular Lent